I never thought we'd make it. Never thought we'd make the NBA. Thank you. Once again, I'd like you to meet all these marvelous players up here. Mr. Sal Nistico on the tennis saxophone. Joe Romano, the other saxophone. Angel Allende on the conga drums. Angel. What happened to the lights here? Jack Wilkins on the guitar. And Mr. John Bunch at the piano. Walking across the town this afternoon, after being away for about a month, I ran into an old friend. I like to think he's an old friend, because I've known him long enough to be an old friend. And he's one of the world's great talents, Mr. Alan King, sitting someplace. Alan King. All right, Alan. There, standing in the back, standing. Couldn't get you a table? Look at this. Right. Instead of standing there with him, I feel like an idiot. No. Somebody get up and give him his table. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Alan. I have for you many times. At the same table, one of the world's great tennis champions, Mr. John Newcomb. Yes. Mr. John Newcomb. Marvelous. Hey, Alan, it's him and me against you and Cosby. Okay, next year, as soon as I get rid of my drum elbow. Who did I miss? Mr. Anthony Jackson, right here at the bass. Huh? Let me see it. Yeah, all right. And sitting out there in the back is the cat that I've idolized all my life. And I don't idolize too many people. But he was with the original, post-original, Count Basie band. And all of the early records and all the early albums that you may have, you heard Joe Jones at the drums. And Joe Jones. Mr. Joe Jones. Yeah. For most of you kids in the audience, the cat back there became world famous because of a zipper. Is it Colonel Zipper?
Eric Von Zipper.
Eric Von Zipper. Right, Mr. Harvey Lembeck. We're sitting right back there. Stand up, Colonel. I made you a colonel tonight. I made you a colonel. I thank you all for coming out tonight. There'll be a whole big thing going on back there now. I thank you for coming out. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be here for 4 weeks. And I just wanted to tell you early, opening here October 7th, be the greatest jazz saxophone player in the world, Mr. Stan Getz, opening here. And Stan will be here. Thank you. Stan will be here for 2 weeks, and following Stan, Sylvia Sims will be in for a couple of weeks, and then Dizzy Gillespie after that, and then we hope to get Miles Davis after that. We're just about ready to sign. All we have to do is find out what day he'll show up and what he'll play. And after that, we get that on paper, we'll be all set. So those are some of the things coming in, besides 50 beautiful girls, 50, 50, 50, count them. Okay? Thank you for coming out. Come back and see us. Good night. That was nice. considering he don't know how to play guitar. That's not his real instrument. Is that your real instrument? Oh, that is it. Well, he still don't know how to play it, right? I'm only kidding. You know that. You know I'm only kidding you, don't you? Huh? Yeah, I'm only kidding, I think. We'd like to play a tune for you now that I feel like playing because I think it'll drive most of you out of here. Just to make you feel at home, folks. As John Davidson said recently, did you see the show? What is the Tonight Show a couple weeks ago with John Davidson hosting it? Did you see anything? Nothing. Nothing. Might as well talk to a piece of cheesecake. You're Buddy Rich, you play drums. That's, you know, read off the paper. Says here you're going to be in Concord next week. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then Johnny called me the next night and said, did you have some fun? He sat there and watched the show, right? That's ridiculous. Doing that show is, without Johnny, it's really funny for me. Because I can't relate to most of those fags that do it. And I just can't. I can't handle that, you know. One wears a bra. It's a bit weird. Did you see the Mike Douglas show today?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you see it? Is that it? Did you see that? I saw it, man. I almost heard the band. They
Sarah.
Sarah? Where are you, Sarah? Where's Sarah tonight? She's out making 10,000 people happy someplace by taking the night off. I don't know. She's so beautiful. We're going to have her in this club. We're going to have her up here, working here. I'm going to try to book that lady in here for 2 weeks. Because she, will you come out and see her, sir? She comes in? Thank you. That's, she said to me, as you might have heard this afternoon, that she would really like to play the room. And we've got some really great great people coming in. When we close here, we've got Stan Getz opening. And yeah, let's hear it for Stan Getz. He'll be in there for 2 weeks. And then Miss Sylvia Sims will come in there for 2 weeks. Then after that, Dizzy Gillespie will be coming in. And yeah, there's going to be some heavy things in here. So, oh, you can handle that, man. You can handle that. If you can handle that bathtub gin you're drinking, you can handle that. Man. Okay, we're going to play the last tune called The Last Tune. Because we don't have a title for it. Let's play this one. Young Mr. Anthony Jackson at the bass. I thank you for coming in. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be here straight through for another, who cares? While I'm in town, I'll be here. Roger, I thank you for coming up tonight. I know how bashful you are, so I won't bother to introduce you, but Roger Grimsby is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Roger. There he is. It's true. He lives. help. We had a nice night tonight. I hope you had the same. We'll be here tomorrow night about 10:15. I got to rush right out now because I think I catch the last 40 minutes of combat. It's on Tuesday nights. I want to see how Saunders, you know Sergeant Saunders? Big Morrow, blind, legless, wins every time. He's the original $6 million man, that cat. And so I leave you with these words, wisdom. Angel El Yundi on the conga drums. Angel. Mr. Joseph Romano on the alto saxophone. All right? Okay. Did you see the show the other night in Rochester? They had a Hall of Fame tribute to all the monsters. You see that? Vincent Price? Funny show. Oh, Mr. Arthur. Mr. Sal Mystico on the, what is it, the tenor saxophone? Tenor saxophone. A little something. And, of course, Mr. Anthony Jackson at the bass. Concert tonight? How did I miss it? What time was it? What time did they do the concert? Oh, yeah? Can't make it. Huh? Just got in? Well, I'm happy to announce that there's some young people here that do more in music, I suppose, and sell more albums than just about anybody, with the exception of perhaps Teresa Brewer, or Lawrence Wood. But they're appearing at the Nassau County, whatever they got out there. What do they got? They have a Coliseum? Boy, Nassau's getting all the bread. I didn't know that. When I played there, I played a park. Why is that? Anyhow, Joni Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, I think the whole group are here tonight, someplace. Joni? Right there. Joni? Oh. Dynamite. Thank you for coming out. My mean. Well, my daughter hears about this tonight. Why didn't you call me? Well, my daughter will pass out when I tell him you were here tonight. When I tell him you were here. Do I have a daughter or a son? What about that? All depends who whose house I go to tonight, I guess. Give me a cigarette. I say what I please up here, man. This is my joint. I mean, it's my place. Don't get the two of you. What?
Yeah.
Because she's up here to enjoy herself and not to work.
All
right. You know, huh? Well, why don't you go out and pay the $9 at Nassau and dig it? Yeah? Anything for free, right? I wouldn't impose upon her. But if you like to sing, you are perfectly welcome. Oh, I mean that. You know, if you want to sing, my pleasure. Hold it. I didn't mean it. Listen, you got to understand, I didn't mean that as it sounded.
Okay.
If you feel like it, the room is yours. If you don't feel like it, the room is still yours, baby, because he don't count. You know, we'll be up here one time, back on a Greyhound, back to Minneapolis, that's it. You know. So what do you feel like doing? You just want to sit it out? Cool. Right. Okay. Dynamite. For the next hour or however long you're up here, you'll be listening to some of the nicest Sinatra sounds and some of the Tony Bennett things, because we're through, you see? And that's the nice thing about having, huh? What? Somebody tried to step on her once and missed. No, Teresa Brewer's a nice lady. I just don't think she ought to do Billie Holiday tunes. That's like the... last month we did the Newport Jazz Festival. And the closing took place at Radio City Music Hall. And it was a tribute to a young lady who had contributed the most in the past couple of years to jazz. And then they laid it on Diana Ross. You know. That's like when Playboy magazine puts an all-star band together. They got Boots Randolph in the saxophone section. What rhythm section is going to play behind that bum, I want to know, you know. It's weird. You know, there's still some ladies around that sing pretty good. You know, I mean, in the jazz idiom. Sarah Vaughan is still not exactly on relief. And Ella Fitzgerald just bought Switzerland. And threw Norman Granz out. He fired. You can no longer be the king. But that's the way it goes down. And now, that's the way I go down. Right out there, it says exit, into my car, I split, I go back tonight because I think at 1:40 is the twilight zone. No combat was last night. Twilight is 12 o'clock where you come from. It's 12 o'clock where, at my place because I have it on tape. Right, so I play it back. When did I say there was equality among us? Don't let the white suit get too heavy on you, man. You know. So much for ethnic humor. You know, I can see that in the Village Voice next week. Rich hates again. Hasn't been anything in about a month. Haven't hit anybody in the last time I hit on you, I needed $5. What was that? Whatever. Joni, I thank you for coming up and all the guys in your group. But no, I'm going home. Yes, you had your chance to sing. You said later. I said I'm going home. So we'll meet again in that great band in the sky someday. You know, you really want to sing? I'll be happy to play. Or if you got your drummer, maybe he'll be happy to play, and I'd be happy to listen. Make up your mind. Come on. All right. Sing. What? Listen. Hold it. Cool it. Are you not satisfied with something up here? You don't like any of the players? I'll fire them. Whatever you want. Or do you sing in a strange key that is not on the board? Huh? Well, either is the band, but I mean, you know, we're all right. You're not all here.
No.
Okay. Well, there's no sense in just hearing it if they're not all here. So we'll all have to get out to Nassau. I thank you, everybody, for coming up on such a rotten night. I know it was raining out, and I had no intention of leaving the house tonight. But I'm here. And tomorrow night, if you really feel, tomorrow afternoon, if you're really insane, we're playing the Jazzmobile at 12 o'clock on the corner of...
Hollywood Vine.
That's where I'm going to be, right, Hollywood Vine. You couldn't wait for that line. He's been standing there all night waiting for an opening. Where is it? The corner of 59th Street... and Needle Park, right? What is it? Is that it?
Bench City.
Tomorrow, nobody listens. Tomorrow night, they shoot up to, you know, in 5-4. How would you shoot up in 5-4? 1-2-3-4-2-1-2-1-2-3-4-1-2. We'll be able to see a first tomorrow, man. Yeah. Just be weird. But, you know, all the freaks will be out there tomorrow, and this band will be... Nobody dressed tomorrow, man, because I don't want anybody shot. So everybody wear like this, not dressed up. We'll be there from 12 o'clock to 12:05, because I'm getting the hell out of there in a hurry. It's the Jazzmobile, and it's for the good of, who gets the bread? Because we should all get it.
The mobile
unit gets it, right, for the police force, right? I remember that. No more passing red lights. Don't pass a red light in New York if you're from out of town. Don't pass any red lights in this town. We had a police car follow me right inside the building. These cats wanted it, right? But we passed two in a row, right in front of them. He said, there they are. And he said, good, let's do it. And we talked our way out of a ticket and did 10 days, and it was really nice. I'll leave you with whatever thoughts you're thinking, because mine are probably the same. We're open 6 days a week. We close on... the 21st of this coming month of September, and then Stan Getz will be in here for 2 weeks. And And after Stan gets, Sylvia Sims will be in for 2 weeks, and after that, Diz will be in for 2 weeks. And we're now trying to sign Jackie and Roy to come in here. And also we're negotiating with Miles Davis to come in here, and we're just about ready to sign the contract. We're just trying to talk to Miles to find out what day and what tune he'll play. And as soon as we get that together, Miles Davis will be here to show you his back. Very stylish. Miles Davis is the only player that can look and play at his band and know what they're doing by watching him at the same time. He once turned around to the audience, and you know what? The joint was empty. There was nobody there. That's the truth. I went to see him in Milwaukee, man. We were playing a joint called The Attic, and we played across the he was across the street. He played from like 1 to 4, some lovely hours like that. We played from 10 to 11. And that's right, man. You know, 1 hour set. You want the band, that's it, baby. You don't want it, waiting for you. So we went to see Miles. And Miles, this is about 2.5 years ago, and Miles had just gotten into his new toy. He had just learned how to use the wah-wah mute and play electrically. And I caught him backstage when he was in one of his really swell moods. He had a few skulls hanging on the wall, and he was really miserable because he could not articulate his chops and the pedal. And it was very obvious when you heard him because he really sounded rank. And I went back to tell him that. And he thanked me. Because everybody was telling him how great it sounded, but it was only the guys that, you know, could not hear very well. Like his band. Jackie Dejeuner. Dejeuner? Right. That man hit everything but the president the night I caught him. He played the walls. He's got a cymbal set up so that you got to be born upside down in order to hit him. You got to hit him this way. Ever see his cymbals? Look at me. Just let me know if go like this so I know you're alive. Just you are alive, aren't you? Alive, alive, oh. What time is it? Did I miss it? I gotta hurry? Good night. Thank you.
Come on, well, that sucks. Put some life in the pot. It's the old man. He's giving the eulogy. Soft, soft. They'll do anything. They don't. It's a classy audience. Hey, what do you say? Yeah. Now, please keep it up. He's speaking.
Yes, we're here today
to do honor to a great soldier who was killed in combat fighting for the Union. His name, as everybody knows, his name is A. Barker.
A. Barker.
Who fought so gallantly under the command of our Union general, U.S. Grant. U.S. Grant. Under the command of the general of all the Union forces, A. Lincoln. A. Lincoln. So we lie this man's body here and command his soul to our Father, the Holy Ghost in heaven. It's J. Christ. You see? Thank you. Thank you. That's it. Later.
He's funny, man.
I love it.
Okay. This will be a short recess. I thank you for coming up. I hope you enjoyed it. And of course, I thank Charlie Callis and John for coming up tonight. Somebody always falls up here almost every night. And it's a good joint to hang out. So come on back if you dig it. And if you don't come back. Thank you. Best time I can think of to introduce this cat. I know him a long time, and I hadn't seen him for a long time. I never told you this. I hadn't seen him in a long time. I went doing the Tonight Show one Monday night, and I went backstage to see Red on a set. And man, he greeted me like, with love after a long period of not seeing each other. And it really cracked me up. And I tell you that with all my heart. Mr. Red Fox, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Mr. Red Fox. What?
100 years.
Oh, man. I won't even talk about that. There's a gentleman sitting at the same table that I've known for...
100 years.
That's right, man. When he was 100 years. That's how far it goes. And he's been on more television and more movies and doing more things than anybody I know. Scatman Crothers. Yeah. Sitting right out there. You sing? Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to do. Well, I know that. We already rehearsed it, man. What do you just tell me the key you wanted? Come on, Scatman.
To you, buddy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You go to the same guy that does my hair.
Now, all I can say is that's pure unadulterated head.
What's that, lightning?
Maybe someone went to the chair. Say, we came here to New York to do Andy Williams' show. What you gonna do? We're gonna film Sunday. If you get tickets or if you don't get none, just come by and just wait for us. But we had no chance for rehearsal, so we're gonna do it now.
And I think we'll do this in B flat. B flat, yes. All of me.
And what tempo?
Could you give us four bars?
No. As long as they're gonna give us something, let them give us eight.
Eight, good. Okay. The temperature, bald.
Rush though.
No.
Shit, I mean, you know what we are.
Yeah. Right in there, Red.
Let's get 12.
Give us 12.
All of me. Why not take all? Can't you see?
I can see.
I'm no good without
you.
Take my arms.
I'm gonna take them.
I never use them.
That ain't no lie, frog guy.
Take my lips.
I
want to.
Dumb, yeah.
Yoga goodbye. Left me with eyes that cry. How can I?
How can thou
go on, dear, without
second person that I'm certain to kill you?
You took the part.
You took the part
that once was my heart.
It was his heart.
So why not?
Why not?
Why not take all the pieces?
All of me. Tell me, mama, that for them die. Steven Bottles, tell me, mama, hey, don't
one number.
Hey Red, I was telling Buddy, I haven't played drums in a year and a half. I like the sweet one while you're singing something.
I don't know too many tunes.
You know, you got 50,000 tunes, Red.
Name one.
How about Ain't Misbehaving? Or Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
Oh, you got me in.
Huh? Did I get you? I'm gonna play you some skins while you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some brushes.
Go ahead.
Is that all right?
Go ahead. I'll try.
If not, we'll have the white boy to do it.
Who? Where is he? What I heard here, all these was niggas here tonight. Lord. No, niggas is not derogatory. It's all right, Scat. I told you that stuff was good. That was Watergate. That was the cover. Hey, buddy,
we just come out. I mean, you know, ain't gonna take no time.
This is yours, man.
No, not really. Yeah. This is Italian, isn't it?
Huh?
Caio compadre que vai sonando. I sing all that. I was in the war, World War II. I was wounded in Newark. Let me tell you one story, and then I'll do the song. I got to tell you this story, because I like it. It was a girl asked a guy, could he make love to her and hurt her? He said, shit, yeah. So he screwed her and hit her in the head with a brick. That's my type of stuff. I don't play that. You got me mixed up with my brother, Cynthia. Do I know the words to this? You tell me. I know them, I think. Hey, y'all sure are Russian. Wait a minute. Hey, that's kind of Russian. I don't know. You got plenty of time when you get around 52.
sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off your feet. You telling me wrong. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em, got 'em, got 'em. I'll smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, and make believe it came from you.
Did you tell me, Red, that you're gonna...
Didn't I explain it to
you? Said you're gonna sit right down.
Swear to God and three other white men.
And write yourself a letter.
Oh, 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 oh.
And you're gonna make believe that it came from her.
Don't mention that hoe.
You're gonna write words, but it's gonna do. And a lot of what? Kisses. Where they gonna be?
Kiss on the bottom.
And you're gonna be glad what?
She'll be glad that
what?
She got him.
She got him, she got him, got him. Smile and say, oh, I hope you're feeling better, 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 better. And close with love the way we did.
Generous. This man comes up here, sit down, have a taste, and listen to the band, and get up and do his act. It's just, I thank you for that. And Scatman, keep practicing with the drums. For a cat that's over 100, though, you play good, man. I know, man. I've been hurt that way too, man. There's nothing you can do after that, man, except put a bomb in here. Right? Okay. Well, you can't top it, you know. Turn the air on. That's one thing we can do. Then we'll all start breathing again. That'll be nice. And send a bill to Scatman for busting up my stand. Does it work at all? Can the stand be fixed? Or are you just going to let it lay there? So I'd like to play another tune before I pass out. I beg your pardon? Oh, my dear man, we haven't played that thing in 35 years. All right, we had a request from a young cat down here wants to hear Jumping on the Woodside, so that's, we'll play that. Sal Nestico and Mr. Joe Romano on the saxophone. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Cambodia. Don't even, not even when you're fooling. Mr. John Bunch at the piano, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Wilkins on the guitar. Angel Allende on the conga drum. All brothers. Mr. Joe Romano on the alto saxophone. And the great Sal Nestico on the tenor saxophone. And young Mr. Anthony Jackson at the bass. Thank you all for coming up here this evening. I hope you enjoyed it. And I want to thank... What? Oh. Thank you. That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you. See, where is it? Thank you. That doesn't happen. That was really nice, but I thank you for that. And yeah, you're right. Me too. It's just, you know, it made all last night worthwhile to wind up tonight as groovy as it is winding up, man. It's really, this is dynamite to me because Red was in town a couple of months ago when he played out in Long Island, and he made it a point to stop up here. And like most cats, they say, you know, when I get back in town, I'll see you, but everybody takes a cab. This gentleman is here tonight, and it's just knocking me right clear out, man. I really love you for it, and thank you for coming up. Scatman, everybody, Al, pleasure. Thank you. Good night. Listen, just let me tell you one more thing of kind of that's important to me, and I think it might be to you musically. We're going to close here on the 23rd of September, and then we have following us Stan Getz. So he'll be here. And that's dynamite. And then after that, we've got Miss Sylvia Sims coming in for a couple of weeks. And then Dizzy Gillespie after that. So see if you can remember the name of the place. It's Buddy's place, right? Of course, really everything nice happens up here. I don't say good, I just say everything nice, because everybody that comes up here is nice, because we throw all the other bums out. We don't have that. So, once again, I thank you. I thank Red, Alan, Scatman for coming up. And Charlie Callis, who was here earlier, is he still here, or did he have to get back into the coffin? Charlie Callis, let's hear it once more. The light's on. Charlie Callis, who is dynamite. I'm telling you, Rich, you get some strange cats up here, man. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. John Bunch at the piano. Anthony Jackson at the bass. Now we'd like you to listen to Jack Wilkins and his guitar. Jack. Jack Wilkins. Did you make that up? What was that? Never entered my mind? Or yours? Sticks to the tunes, you know, man. Oh, you know, Sweet Sue, Dinah. All right, band. Remember, we open tonight. What time's the club open, Stan? Opens in about a half hour. Okay. Oh, didn't mean to shake you up. Second thought, stay out of my room. We'd like to play a thing for you now that we've never played before, but we might as well waste it now. Is it the long? This is the one we're going to play? Hmm? It's the one that goes da 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 da. Cymbal, cha, da da da, hi hat, wood block, bass drum, boom boom. Cymbal roll. Bang, 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 bang. Roll. The end. Yes. Okay, now that you heard that, we'll play something else. How about say? Who said yes? Who agreed? You guys want to play it? Okay, you play that. What are we going to play? They'll play what they want to play. Let's play Say, man. But no, you like that tune, don't you? It's slow, you don't have to articulate fast, and then make mistakes is easy. I'm hip to all that stuff. Of course, the audience. Thank you, Mr. John Bunch at the piano. Jack Wilkins, the guitar. Angel Allende on the conga drums. And Joe Romano on the alto saxophone. And Sal Mystico on the tenor saxophone. Sir Anthony Jackson at the bass. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed some of it. We hope you have a nice, what is it, holiday? What? This is Labor Day weekend? I don't feel any pains. Well, have a nice holiday, whatever your labor is. And we'll be back when I feel like it. It's my place. So I'll see you later on. Mr. John Bunch at the piano. Anthony Jackson at the bass. That was really pretty, man. Yeah. Some night when we're someplace else. Oh, I didn't know we had an audience. We were just killing some time. Good evening. Let's see. You heard just about everything we're going to play, so I'll see you later. I've had enough. Something growing out of your ear? What is it? What? Where does it say tune up when the boss talks? What is it? Huh? Yeah? It's out? Well, why don't you fix it? It's out, Stanley. I don't know what's out. Are you sure it's out? Maybe that's why you look like that. Did you ever think about that? Bent over like that? What's wrong? You got it on working? Oh, well, tune it up. Okay. We'll have 5 minutes of tuning up. Because the thing is out. Let me know when you're in tune. Are you in tune now? Who the hell's going to know the difference with this game? Did you ever happen to think about that? What's he doing, skin diving down there? What the hell's going on with you? What are you doing? What time is it set to go off? I want to get out of here. We're going to present to you four young ladies that just sing beautifully. And lovely, and they're young. I want to give one of them some candy. Or take her home from school or something. They're really dynamite, and, your thing just fell. I mean, your mic stand, sir. You want it that way? Good. And yeah, we discovered these kids sitting at the Greyhound bus terminal the other day, and they were... Every night, I watch you do this, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is that you're doing that makes a big thing out of it. Huh? You had to go to school. 5 years. Wasted. Anyhow, you're going to love these kids because I say so. I'm not kind of a boo tonight. Remember these names because they're going to be really big one of these days. And very soon, too, because I'm going to keep them with the band. So the names are Hendrix, Getz, Thompson, Rich. And they're going to sing a whole lot of nice things if I play the tempos right. So while the applause builds up, let's hear it. I mean, come on up here, kid. Come on. That's the way to make them feel good. You didn't do that for me, goddammit. The old tempo will be.
Crazy chick running down the street. I said, ooh, pretty baby, why that crazy beat? She said, wow, what a square, don't you dig the scene? Daddy Cool's playing his piano machine. Daddy who? Daddy Cool. Daddy who? Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool, Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool, Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Down to the railroad track,
cool daddy cool.
There in a tent roof home,
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you're enjoying the show. The next song that we're about to do is Jubilo, written by Bobby Scott. Thank you.
Oh my, the days are passing. Oh my, they come and they go. Oh my, I'm another morning closer to the Jubilo. Oh my, another morning. Oh my, another day.
Oh my, I just got the feeling
Jubilo is on the way.
I tell you, I know.
Closer to the Jubilo.
All right.
Mama, it's me. How you feeling, Mama? Mm-hmm, that's all right. I got something I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind. And I ain't mad, Mama. No, Mama, I ain't mad. Just listen to this. Look what they done to my song, Ma.
Deborah, what's the matter?
Look what they done to my song, Ma. Hey, hey, hey. The only thing I could do half right now, it's turning out all wrong, Mama. Look what they done to my song. Mama, listen to this now. Wish I could find a good book.
A good book.
I'd like to live in the thing,
I'd
yeah.
Like to
wish I could find a good book. Hey, hey, hey. If I could find a real good book, you know
I'd never
have to come out and look at what they've done to my song. Come on, girls, and sing with me now, yeah.
Look what they done to my brain.
Hey, hey, hey.
Look what they've done to my brain.
Oh, Mom, it's a shame, but it's true, you know, they pick it like a chicken bone, and I'm just about to go insane, Mama.
Look what they've done to my brain.
Come on, girls, and sing me a little bit of French.
Ma chanson.
Hey, not bad,
ma.
Yeah.
Ma chanson.
Well, that's pretty good, but let me see what I can do now. Celle, c'est chaud, qu'est-ce que tu fais? SNA, ma, bon, ma.
Ma chanson.
Oh, my French is pretty bad. I better stick with the English now. Look what they done to my soul.
Look at it,
Mom. Hey, hey, hey. Look what they done to my soul. Yeah, yeah. They put it in a plastic bag and they turn that bag in a upside down, yeah.
Look what they done to my soul.
No, 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 no. Baby, it's all right, yeah. Baby, it's okay. If my tears were made of money, I'd be a millionaire today. Look what they done to my soul.
Guys with dynamite tonight. You can stay for another show.
Thank you.
We do chain size tonight? Why don't you giggle a little bit? They're not too bright. I told you, a bus station. What do you want? Or is it a bus stop station? I don't know. How you feel? Are you all right tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Did you watch the end of the football game? This young lady's name is Miss Beverly Getz, and her father's name is Stan Getz. Yeah. Well, it's just all a carrying on. You don't play that good. Come here, baby. Oh, boy. About an hour earlier. This young lady's name is Michelle Hendricks, and her daddy's name is John Hendricks. Yeah. I didn't get a kiss from anybody. That's not even from her. This young lady's name is Debbie Thompson. And her old man don't do a goddamn thing. He just lay around the house. Just laying around the house and say, I hope this gig works out for you, chicks. Lay it on me. And this young lady is my pride and joy. Here's a picture of my pride. This is Miss Kathy Rich. All right. Let's hear it for these poor and underprivileged kids. You're a dynamite. Give me a cigarette. Give me a cigarette. Give me a cigarette. My temper. I thank you for that. You treated them really nice, and that was important. Because they're just starting out in the business. They're tired of living off of me, and so they're going out. I think from here they're going to the, quick, make up a name.